So I guess just to start, do you mind giving me sort of a quick overview of maybe what you studied in school and your career up to this point?
Well, I attended Trent University. I did cultural studies and English, a double major, and then I went on to Queen's University to get my teaching degree. And before that, I worked in theater. I worked at Second City in Toronto for about 6 years and did some stage management and some other productions.
Well, I think that'll lead perfectly then into my next question about sort of what else you're involved in at the school besides teaching classes.
I teach at Holy Trinity in Curtis, and I'm the drama teacher here. So when I'm not teaching drama, I'm planning extracurriculars like the improv club or running a play. And last year, actually, due to COVID, we ended up altering our play to suit it for a virtual platform, and it worked out really well.
Perfect. And is there anything in the works this year? I know with your picture there, you mentioned that things are a bit different in drama this year.
Yeah,
So do you mind sort of
so
touching
light.
on how things are going this year?
Yeah, sure. Right now, actually, most of the work that we're doing at our school is virtual. Again, we're using a virtual platform. We have kind of a celebration of the arts that we do at the school, and it was put together by the head of our art department, Shauna Carpinelli, and we just did a feature of music, dance, drama, visual arts. That's the way we've been getting it out. But at the same time, I still have my improv club that I run. We just meet in Google Classroom and go over plays and different scenes that we might think of doing for these shows.
And why is it important to you to make sure these extras are still there for the students?
I think the most important thing right now in education is to help transition young people into this strange environment that we're all in. I believe the arts and media have a predominant role in all of this. Kids and adults can find comfort in role play, other elements of the arts. And I'm lucky, I work at a school that promotes the arts within the school and the greater community. So I think it's really important that we ground them with that and not just leave them, to fend for themselves, but to find something, some kind of solace within the arts, I think is very important.
Perfect. And do you think that you having experience in theater before becoming a teacher sort of also helps promote that there's options out there in the arts as a career as well?
So we have at our school, and like most secondary schools, have a specialist high skills major where they can go on and they can do things like arts and culture is one of them that you can do, and you can major in that. And I think it's really important that I've worked in the arts before, because it lends to the fact that yes, you can get work, and it's not, oh, you're going to go into this, you're going to go into the arts, you're going to go into music, or you're going to go into theater or film. Oh, there's no work. No, that's totally not true. I mean, one of the big, can't think of the word for the money makers in Ontario, that a lot of our money is generated in Ontario from the arts. So I think it's a fallacy to say that there's no work in the arts.
Absolutely. And when you look at your career so far, sort of what stands out to you if you had to pick out a couple highlights?
I'd probably say that the biggest highlight for me, the place where I learned the most and the place that resonates most with me, would be Second City in Toronto. It was such a wonderful place. I worked at the old fire hall, and it was such a place filled with history and Canadian connections within comedy. And it just taught me not only how to, work in an environment, but just how to relate to people and how to use comedy and improv as a way of communicating.
And if you had the opportunity to sort of chat with a teacher just getting out of university, what would your piece of advice to them be?
Don't quit after 5 years. I'd probably say that, because I've had people say to me when I started, oh, once you're done 5 years, you'll be fine, you'll be fine. And probably the first 5 years was the hardest in teaching, because you're getting your ground, you're trying to, relate to the students and trying to figure out where you fit in to all of this. So I would say just don't quit. Just keep plugging at it. I've been doing it for 20 years and I love it.
And just before I stop recording, is there anything else that you think is important for this feature that we include?
I don't know. The only thing that I can think of to say is, I mean, aside from talking about me, you know what I mean? I don't know. I've worked with Northumberland Players, and that's my involvement with the community. And I just did Northumberland Summer Shorts. I was in a play called I'm Fine, directed and written by a local artist, Alyssa Warmland. If anything, I mean, it's going to sound like a silly and kind of dorky thing to say, but I think it's just really important that people realize how important the arts are in education and in extracurriculars. It's not just about the athletics. It is. Athletics are super important, but there are those kids that need that outlet of the arts and media.